You were young and your heart was an open book. You used to say, live and let live.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. We're going right to the lines. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
Good morning, Matt. Say, I think right now, with all Americans have to support President Biden in the mess he was handed on this horrible peace agreement that Trump created with the Taliban that just blew up. We told him it wasn't going to work. Pentagon said, not going to work. You don't deal with Nazis, as you said. Well, now we're paying the price. But we got to stand behind Biden because I give him credit. You got the Joint Chiefs. You got everybody talking to us. And America's hearing what they're doing. There's no closed doors. There's no secretive. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to come in and get those people out. We can't empower a country that doesn't want to be empowered. It's that simple. But this blame Biden stuff, I've had enough of it. Enough of it. They blame him for anything and everything because of the failures of the last administration. So in closing, let's just stand behind our country. Love it or leave it, buddy. That's my motto. Have a good day.
Yeah, I'm with you, Bill. Well done, passionate and succinct. I agree with it. And I'll go one step further. The people that are criticizing Biden right now, Pompeo, Crooked Mike Pompeo, posed for pictures with the head of the Taliban delegation cutting out the Afghan government, negotiating with them as peers in Vienna. That's heirs of when we had Paris negotiations with the Viet Cong in the late 60s. He legitimized them and demoralized the Afghan government. Trump was going to have them to Camp David. He almost did. Camp David is a sacred spot for treaties. That's where we had, for instance, we had Menachem Begin and Yasser Arafat and people of that sort. You know, they would come over, and other Israeli leaders after Menachem Begin would come over. Yitzhak Rabin and others. You don't have Al-Qaeda there or ISIS or the Taliban. And the other thing is, Trump said to the Afghan government, release 5,000 prisoners who are ISIS and Taliban. They said, come on, they're going to kill us. He said, I won't give you any money anymore. He's the one that said, release them. And then he cut our troops from 15,000 to 2,500. 2,500 couldn't even protect themselves if the Taliban wanted to do an offensive. Now we have 6,000 troops instead of 2,500 just to clear a way to the airport, or clear the airport. That's it. Trump, and then Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence is going around saying Biden's no good on Afghanistan. Hey, listen, hang Mike Pence. Maybe one reason they wanted to hang you is for incompetence. The truth of the matter is, you are one of Trump's running dogs. You're in on this. I don't want to hear hang Mike Pence do anything. Thanks, Bill. Go next to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Wisco Paul?
GOP is trying to deflect from January 6th, first of all. Second of all, I don't know how many years Afghans been at war, but more than I can count. And it'll take another term in office for Biden to fix up everything that Trump has messed up. And the Republicans don't want to believe that, but he has screwed up so many things, from the post office to the pandemic and on and on and on it will go. Thanks for listening to me this morning.
You nailed it as always, Wisco Paul. Thanks for your radio presence. Now we're going to Betsy of Madison. Betsy, my friend, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Betsy?
Hey, I just want to say that we need you. We need you on our front lines. I'm thinking of all the things that Trump has done and the Republicans have done to destroy and hurt our country. And yeah, we love it or leave it. That's what I say. And thank you for being on the front lines, Matt. I mean, we are heading into a next couple years here. I mean, we really got to get our act together because, you know, they won't even leave office if you know, that guy on the DNR. I mean, my
right.
God. Yeah.
Right.
Take care, man.
His term expired May 1. The son of a gun won't leave, citing an old case that's not applicable under previous statute. And he's illegitimate. And he's imposing wolf management policies and forever chemical things. Hey, Jack, Evers won the election. He put somebody else in. Lame duck comes along. Republicans on the Supreme Court said Voss is still governor. How is this not getting taken care of, Betsy? But I appreciate your calling. Next, Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Bill?
I just want to applaud Bill of Oconomowoc and Wisco Paul. They're absolutely right. And Betsy, of course. We face problems with infrastructure, the debt limit, honest taxation, health insurance, pandemic. It goes on and on. And the Republicans haven't managed a coherent addressing of any of those issues. So why in the world would we expect them to do any better in Afghanistan than Joe Biden has done in an effort to clean up the mess that he inherited? Anyway, thanks, Matt.
Yeah, thanks, Bill. And you know something, that really, it really points to something to me, and it's the way we get our message out. That message you just said, that Betsy said, Bill said, Wisco Paul, you know, Dick of Madison, Mark of the Sack, many others, Nick of Madison called in earlier. These messages have to get out, and the public can't just sit back, couch potatoes, sit back with the remote, having a beer or coffee and going, well, and not knowing any history. You got to know the history. You got to know the history of what this is. When Crooked Mike Pompeo says that Biden did a bad thing in Afghanistan, Crooked Mike Pompeo does an official portrait picture. He was the Secretary of State with the head of the Taliban, he was affiliated with Al-Qaeda, who harbored Osama bin Laden, 9/11 bomber. Crooked Mike Pompeo did that. And Mike Pence, hang Mike Pence. Hang Mike Pence is going, no, Biden's no good. Hang Mike Pence was in on this with Trump. And what they did is they forced the Afghan government to release 5,000 prisoners from ISIS, Taliban, Al-Qaeda types, who went ahead as terrorists and are murdering everybody, shot at American troops. Trump told him to release them. They begged him not to. They said that you have to or you won't get any money. That was Trump. Trump wanted a quick, easy fix. He loves a quickie. That's all he does. Loves a quickie. There's nothing behind him, nothing behind him. And that's what happens. And now it all falls apart. And do I think it could have been handled? Yeah, I do. That is not the nub of this thing. The nub is exactly what I said. We come to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers call in. Appreciate it. Stand by for some great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Dominic Crute. My friend Earl Ingram, the Earl Ingram Show at 5 p.m. You got to listen to a great show. Great evening programming, great weekend programming, anchored by Thinking Outside the Pizza Box by Pizza Box Mike, my friend, co-host who calls in. The reason his name is the Pizza Box is because he thinks outside the pizza box. You get it? Listen to it noon on Saturdays. Matt Flynn Direct signing off, back same time, same place tomorrow.